Well, there are signs this lunchtime that after a long period in the doldrums, Australian wages are starting to rise. With more on that, I'm joined by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, the wage price index is quite closely watched these days, given that pay packets haven't been getting any heavier for quite a while. What's the index telling us?
Well, what we're seeing, Eleanor, is that pay packets are getting a little fatter, but not by much. And of course, the flatlining status of wages is a major issue in the workforce, given that people aren't really feeling that much better off, with wages recently only just keeping up with consumer inflation. So a major issue with an election around the corner and the government working overtime to appeal to voters. In the most recent quarter, according to the ABS, wages are up 0.6% seasonally adjusted. That makes 2.3% over the year. Now, this is in line with market forecasts, and yes, the rise is incremental, but wages growth has moved up from the previous 2.1%. So, as I said, incremental, but it's the best result for wages growth since September 2015.
And does the ABS have any word on just where wages are growing?
Well, there is growth across industries compared to this time last year. Of course, a jobless rate of 5% means a tightening labour market, and employers are starting to pay a bit more for workers. And those improved labour market conditions might continue, with the Reserve Bank forecasting a strengthening economy and a jobless rate eventually falling to 4.75% by 2020. That's perhaps a new indicator of full employment. And just looking at the states, Tasmania had the highest wages growth of 2.6%. Not so good in Western Australia, though, with mining activity slower, so coming in at just 1.8%.
And Peter, we've often talked about the gig economy, where the idea of a job is changing. What impact is that having?
Well, there are more casual and contract roles these days, so the usual negotiations are coming a bit different. Some workers in a stronger bargaining position. But as we know, with the government in election mode, Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg are often quizzed on when wages will get better. The Australian dollar is a little high on this wages news at 72 and a quarter US cents, on the view that an improving economy means that the next move in interest rates will most likely be up.
Peter Ryan, our senior business correspondent, thank you.